The Black Belt Club is the entire focus of the school. Everything we do is based upon the idea of using black belt as a metaphor for personal excellence. So we don't train to become a gold belt. We don't train to become a green belt. We don't want to be a green belt at life. We want to be a black belt in life. So it's very important that your classes work with this synergistic ideal so that it's in front of them visually, because your black belts are real sharp and your instructors are real sharp. And it's being instilled in them constantly in your classes. And this is primarily what happens in your white and gold belt class. Everything in there is done with an idea of black belt as a goal. For instance, the students don't just do jumping jacks, they do black belt jumping jacks. You might have the students drop down and hit you 5 black belt push-ups. And every time they push up, black belt, black belt, black belt. We might pull a student up front and ask if this is a technique that looks more like a black belt or more like a green belt. That's a student that's doing very good. You don't pull somebody up and embarrass them. But you've got a student say, that is a black belt looking sidekick. Isn't that great? Or when you correct somebody, you might praise them first. Johnny, you've got really good power. But if you just turned your foot a little bit more, it'd look a lot more like a black belt. We are educating and indoctrinating these students into the power of black belt. How important that is. They, on the other hand, are presenting us with feedback that tells us how well they're moving along in their goal towards black belt. What I mean by that is a requirement for a gold belt test, say 3 or 4 months into the training, could be a list of 5 worthwhile goals. If one of those goals is to earn a black belt, you've got a pretty good Black Belt Club Canada on your hands. One of the requirements for that gold belt exam could be an essay to the instructor. What black belt means to me. And if in that conversation or in that essay they're talking about how they look forward to getting involved in the Black Belt Club and going all the way to black belt, you know you've got a pretty solid student here. Every week, your computer should spit out your attendance list. And you go down that list and you rate each student, A, B, or C. So we have right here, and this is very important. When we rate a student, an A student is the best students we have. They're never miss class, they're very enthused, they're at all the special events, they're A students. A B student is at most of the events. They're pretty enthused. Sometimes they're C students, sometimes they're A students. They're kind of in the middle. They're waiting for you to influence them. The C students are students that come to class sporadically. They're mediocre in terms of their effort. You never see them at special events, and they just kind of seem to be there. So for your black belt, it's very important that you rate these students, and then you take your white and gold belt list, and everybody that has an A rating on your white and gold belt sheet is targeted for a Black Belt Club recommendation. Now, a student cannot apply to be in the Black Belt Club. They can't even ask you about it. Only way to get in the Black Belt Club is to have the instructor recommend you. The only way to get recommended is to be an A-rated student. And what's the point of making a presentation to a C student? They're barely making it into your classes now. So you target those A students, and you set appointments with them to talk to you about the Black Belt Club, and you simply make a Black Belt Club recommendation. Now, the Black Belt Club is presented as being the inner core of your school. Indeed, 80 to 85% of all of your students are on Black Belt Club or Master's Club programs. And what we mean by that is this. When you first join the school, you're on a trial program. And that trial program can last a year. But we are a black belt school, and it takes 3 to 5 years to make your black belt. So even though you're on a trial program initially, if you work hard, you have a good attitude, a black belt attitude, and good attendance, you can qualify for advanced training in the Black Belt Club. And that training is designed to take you all the way to black belt. Now, some schools offer Black Belt Club as the only renewal option. In other words, after a year, if you do not qualify for Black Belt Club at that point, you're asked to leave the school. Now, what's the power of that? That might sound pompous. I like it, personally. I really don't want people in my school that are just there for fitness. I really don't want people in my school that are just there for recreation. I want a class of highly focused, very dedicated, very loyal people training for black belt. I'm not running a gym. I'm not running a fitness. They want to get in shape. Go to the spa. You want to learn martial arts? Come see us. See, this synergy in the attitude is so critical to the atmosphere of your school. What's the difference between working with 30 students that are focused on black belt, hitting it hard, and I mean, they're loud, they're enthused, they're training, versus having a group of maybe 3 guys who are training for black belt, one who likes to do tournaments, another one who's just there for fitness, another's trying to hit on the girls because it's a social thing. You can't run your school like that. That's not a school, that's a gym. Run your school as a black belt school. Focus on that black belt. It makes a huge, huge difference. Now, if you handle this whole Black Belt Club process correctly, and this is done intensively in our Black Belt Club tape, How to Develop a Powerful Black Belt Club, the students will be angry. You don't recommend them to be part of the Black Belt Club earlier in the training. I mean, within 6 months, students are going to be wondering, why on earth are they not qualifying? And you can tell them, your mother tells me that you're not getting your homework in. I understand that you continue to have D's in school and you get in trouble. We can't allow you to be part of our Black Belt Club then. Your father tells me that you're not being very respectful at home. You're not doing your chores. Now, the Black Belt Club is not for students that don't have the Black Belt attitude. Now, Joey, this has got to stop. We've got to get this together. I don't think you should be part of the Black Belt Club. Are we affecting this person's life in a positive manner at this point? You're doggone right we are. Are we affecting his family? You better believe it. I want those parents so enthused to write that $89 check a month that they are upset if they are not given the opportunity to write even more checks for a longer period of time. And that's kind of a strange way of putting it, but essentially that's it. It's not the punches, it's not the kicks, it's the interfacing of the martial arts with the life of the student that is going to fill your school up with Black Belt Club members. Benefits and privileges of the Black Belt Club. In our school, they get a red gi. They get a patch. Of course, they have to buy the gi and they have to buy the patch. They get discounts on special events, 20% discount on special events. We are big on special events. Special social events for Black Belt Club members only. It's a bonding group. They all get together and have fun, watch old karate videos and that type of stuff. You can do it by rank. That's very powerful. That's very effective. They qualify for leadership team. In other words, the only way you can get involved in our SWAT team is to be a member of the Black Belt Club. That is a key point. And they have the lowest possible tuition. Lowest tuition, and the way you do that is you increase the number of classes they can attend. See, an entry-level trial student in their first year of training can only come to class twice a week, two classes. So if you take their total tuition and divide it by two classes, you'll come up with a figure. The Black Belt Club members can come to three classes. Now you're dividing that same tuition figure even a little bit more, but you're dividing it by three classes per week. So the lowest possible tuition is in reference to the number of classes or a per-class charge. For instance, two classes a week for a year is 100 classes. At $1,000 for the year, that's $10 a class. We take that same $1,000 and divide it by 150 classes because they can come to three classes a week. We just knocked it down now to the $6 range. So they are having the lowest possible tuition. And every week we have a Black Belt Club class, and that accounts for that third class. So it works out really good. You've got to have a great Black Belt Club program, and the way to do that is to make it highly visible in your school. The red gi is a big part of that. You're talking a lot about qualifying for Black Belt Club, and some schools even take a black belt. When a student joins the Black Belt Club, they have a whole wall devoted to this. They'll take a black belt, they'll put a picture of the new Black Belt Club member, and the target date for their test on the wall. And you'll walk in, there'll be 50, 60, sometimes 100 black belts on the wall with that belt just waiting for that person to get to that point. So you can see how that works. Now, beyond black belt, we have Master's Club, which is for our brown and black belts. And that's kind of like a black belt part two. It's just advanced training.